you know, we want the environment to be inviting and reassuring. And we also want it to be technically up to providing support for the equipment that needs to be used at the highest level, the current level of standards for ECT, right? So just to go through some of these general requirements. So privacy is important. Areas are bright and attractive. Staff are friendly and welcoming. Spaces are well ventilated. Leadership ensures that housekeeping does its job properly. Infection control procedures are supported according to the institution's policies and procedures. There's an office for staff. There are adequate toilet facilities. There's access for persons with disabilities. There's enough space to manage the volume of patients at the center. Doorways and elevators are big enough for stretchers and other mobile equipment. Yep. All stretchers and other equipment are up to date, safe and well-functioning. Backup generator, proper change room for outpatients, and secure storage locker to allow people to store their valuables and clothes. There are enough telephones. And then specific to the ECT waiting area, there should be a range of pleasant distractions like, you know, windows, magazines, wall art, and so on. We say a post-anesthetic recovery area is not adequate for that purpose. And then in the ECT treatment area, we want visual privacy. Auditory privacy is assured. Protocols for emergencies are displayed. There's a sink with hot and cold running water. There's an easily observable clock so that people can time the length of the seizure. And then some rules about medication storage. Communication comes up here. You must be able to communicate with the staff in the post-anesthetic care unit. And lighting is adequate.